Hi, and welcome back to week four of our online meditation circle. This week I'm going to introduce you to the practice of Metta Bhavana. So this is one of the two meditations that were taught to me by the Buddhist Centre in Colchester in Essex. I used to attend there, and they basically teach two meditations, the Metta Bhavana, which we'll look at this week, and the other one is the mindfulness of breathing that we did in week one. And in their tradition, they literally only use these two meditations. They do one for a week and then they switch and do the other and so on. They alternate between the two. And they're really lovely because the mindfulness of breathing is a very inward looking meditation. This is my interpretation anyway. And the Metta Bhavana is very much an outward meditation. So Metta Bhavana, metta means love or friendliness or kindness. Hence, this meditation is often known as loving kindness. And Bhavana means to, the word Bhavana means to, Bhavana means to cultivate, so it's a feeling that you develop or cultivate. So the meditation is used to cultivate a sense of loving kindness. So there are five stages to this meditation. The first stage, we focus on sending these feelings or creating these feelings of loving kindness towards ourselves, and we do this by repeating a phrase. There's lots of different versions of this practice and lots of different phrases, but these are the ones that I was taught and that I return to over and over again. And the phrases are, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be at peace. And we don't simply repeat the phrases, but we try and remember times when we felt happy, well, at peace. And if we can't remember times, then we imagine situations that create these feelings. Whatever that may be for you, you see and feel yourself well, happy and at peace. And for the set duration of time, you repeat these phrases and try to cultivate these feelings towards yourself. In the second stage, it's very similar, but we instead bring a good friend to mind and we extend these feelings to them by repeating, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be at peace. And again, we try to picture our friend in a situation where they look and feel this way. The third stage, we move on to a neutral person. This is someone we're aware of, but we don't know personally. So we have no strong feelings for them. So it may just be somebody you see on your daily commute. It may be somebody, a neighbour that you smile at, but you don't really know very well. So it's a neutral person. Again, we extend these feelings of loving kindness towards them. Now, in the fourth stage, we choose somebody with whom we have a difficulty. So we try to see past the present disharmony and wish that person happiness, peace, and loving kindness. So with this fourth stage, all the stages have their challenges at different times. But with the fourth stage, if you're new to this practice, just pick somebody who you have, you know, a bit of difficulty communicating with or something. Don't pick your arch enemy. That's going to be much harder to work with. Just pick somebody who you're having a little difficulty with. And sometimes this can be a loved one as well. We have difficulties within our own family units. So start small with this stage. So you see this person you're having a bit of trouble with, and again, you extend these wishes to that person. And then in the final stage, we bring together these four people, ourselves, our friend, the neutral person, and the person with whom we're having difficulty. And we extend the same level of goodwill, of love and kindness to all four people. And as we do that, we then continue to spread that out to everyone we know, everyone in our village, our city, our county, our country, the entire world. So that's the practice. And I find it a really beautiful practice. I really enjoy this practice. And I think at the moment, with all that's going on, this is a really wonderful practice to do, because we can start by focusing on ourselves, and we can extend it out to everyone we know and in the entire world. You know, the whole world is being affected by this coronavirus. So I think it's quite appropriate for these times. So just one more thing. This is why I did the introduction separate, so that you don't have to listen to this every time. Normally with this practice, each stage is about 5 minutes, which makes it quite a long practice. For the purpose of this course, each stage will be about 2 to 3 minutes, so that you don't have such a long meditation. And that's absolutely fine. Start with that and see how you go. But know that you can let go of the recording and set a timer. There's timers on phones and all sorts of things that you can use. Set a timer that repeats every 5 minutes, and you can do this practice without the audio at any time once you get used to it. So remember, this is an introduction to the practice, and you can keep it as a short practice for months and years, but know that you can extend it if you wish. At the end of each stage, I'll ring a bell, and that will let you know that we're moving on to the next stage. Okay, so when you're ready, get yourself set for practice, and we'll begin.